Now, on the line now, I have Dave O'Connor, and he's the secretary of the Near Media Co-op. Good afternoon, David. How are you?
Afternoon to you, Noel. How are you keeping?
Now, I tell you, Gran, not too bad at all. I'm just thinking, looking through the papers, a busy, busy time for the co-op at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, the latest newsletter has just been published, and it's available online on near.ie, and it's been circulated to all our volunteers and some of our partner groups around the area. That's what the big news is, and we talked about this last time I was speaking to you, was that this year is 30 years of Near Media Co-op, and we have a really exciting conference taking place on Saturday week over in the new Chanel Leisure and Centre, the old Parnell's over in Coolock. We have a number of different speakers who are going to attend, and we've got workshops organised today, and the theme is social justice media, examining the evidence, exploring the possible. And I suppose people over the years, hopefully at this stage, will realise that Near FM and Near Media Co-op is not just about providing radio and TV and those kind of services. It's about getting people to examine, you know, the media landscape in the country, and maybe we can try and do things a little bit differently. So on Saturday week, we'll have Gavin Titley there, we'll have Nessa Childers, MEP, Father Peter McFerry is there, Rita Fagan is there, well-known community activist. And Minister Pat Rabbitt has kindly agreed to open the conference just after 10 o'clock. It'll be broadcast live as well on Near FM as well. So 30 years of Near Media, and I remember many, 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 many years ago, I've been very lucky, I've been 28 years involved in those 30 years, and I think myself to be very lucky to be involved that long. And I remember getting involved years ago as a young fella, and people didn't know what community radio or community media was. I mean, what does it all mean? And I remember for years we'd be going around different halls and different, you know, community centres around the area talking about this idea about community radio. And the main idea was that, listen, you can make your own radio and you can have your own voice. You don't have to wait for the national station to do us or whatever. And 30 years on, here we are.
How much of it's changed, David? Quite a lot. Apart, and I'm not talking about the technology as such, but the concept of it.
I don't think the concept has changed too much. Personally speaking, I mean, why I got involved with Near FM all those years ago was because I wanted to be able to have my voice heard. And I was interested at the time in young people's issues because I was a young person at the time. I wanted my voice to be heard. And I think people generally get involved with Near Media because they want their voice to be heard and they want to be able to make their own, set their own agenda and make their own programmes. And I think that's the essence of what Near Media is about. Now, and they're saying that as well, it is a training project as well. So, I mean, we have had people move on into other areas of the community sector and even indeed to the commercial sector. We have people who were working in Near FM years ago that are now working for the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. So it has been a very good learning and training experience. And there are people working with Near FM and Near Media and Near TV for many years as well.
Yeah, and so, I suppose some of the things you said, the concept hasn't changed at all, but I think with people being involved and getting involved, they've widened the scope and the gamut of what goes on, like as you're talking about interculturalism and local stuff going on, but also quite the global stuff going on.
Absolutely. I mean, there's stuff happening all around the world, and we're very lucky as well that we have our current community employment supervisor, Sally Galliano, is vice president of AMARC. That's the European Association of Community Media Broadcasters. She's also going to address the conference on Saturday week. But if you think about it, you have this small entity to a certain degree in Coolock that is now on the international stage, you know. And I mean, I think it's great. It's a good news story for community media. It's a good news story for the north side of Dublin, I think. And it has been a good news story for many, many, many years. And I'm looking forward to the Golden Jubilee in 20 years' time.
Okay, you keep talking in years, Dave, so I'm going to be a bit light now, a bit light. You mentioned 30 years, 20 years, and you keep saying a long time ago. Yeah. I noticed in the newsletter, there's a picture of yourself and Jack and Vincent and a fellow called Pat Kearney, and it just says a long time ago. Be very discreet.
I think that picture was taken in 1989.
Really?
I think so. And I came across it there recently. I thought to myself, well, I put it in. I said, you know something? Why not? for the crack.
It is, it's good. It's
I didn't even ask the three lads, do you mind if I put this picture in? I said, I hate the hell with it, the hairstyles or something else. But that was it. That's essentially, you have it there. You have three young fellas, and Jack. Who was a young fella at the time? He still is. He's young at heart. Three young fellas there who just were interested in making radio. Mm-hmm. And I suppose now you have Pat is still involved. I mean, there's lots of people around Near FM that have been involved for donkeys years, you know. And as you know, yes, Chanel, you've been around with us for God knows how many years.
20, yeah.
Yeah, we have a habit of hooking people in and they stay with us, thank you.
Well, the ball and chain at the end of the desk helps.
That's it. But you know something, funny enough, actually, just even in the newsletter, and we talk about years ago, we bring ourselves right up to date. We have a volunteer profile of one of our more recent volunteers who got involved in the last couple of years, a girl called Jessica Spencer, and she presents one of the youth programmes on a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And the important thing about Near Media is that, you know, we're all going to die.
Thanks a lot.
We won't be here forever. And we need to get the next generation of community media activists.
But what amazes me, David, quite a lot, is when I'm doing the programme here, I get a lot of kids coming in with from work experience from the school, and yeah. I always ask them the same question, yeah. Did you come here of your own volition or were you sent?
Yeah.
And they always say, I asked to do this because yeah. I was interested in it and I heard about it.
Absolutely.
And that's great for the future.
Well, I think that's a testament to the good relationship we have with the community. I think it's also a testament to the staff and volunteers in the project that, you know, people want to come and work, and people want to come and learn about community media, community radio from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we are the leaders in community media across the country.
Mm-hmm. Show the way as well. Okay, just to get back to the conference again, can anybody just arrive on the day, or do you need to book in, or can they go?
Well, there's two answers to that question. Both of them are yes, to a certain degree.
Okay.
We would like people to register if possible in advance. And if you go on to near.ie, you'll see all the details about registering onto our website. But if somebody turns up on the day, I'm sure we won't turn them away. But we would like to get an idea of numbers. And places are filling up fast. I mean, the Irish people, we have a habit of leaving things to the last minute. And I know I was checking in with the organisers there the other evening, and they've had a flurry of activity in the last couple of days. It's great to see. I think it'll be a really, really good day, and if people can even come for some other day, like the afternoon will be very much practical, it'll be workshops, and I think it'll be a really, really exciting day, and it's a good chance to get together with like-minded people.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it's going to be a great day, but people can look at the
website.
The website, and just they can get all the information they
Everything
want.
Everything is there, absolutely.
Okay, and they can get the booklet as well for what's going on all the time in the station.
Sure.
Okay, David, and you'll be talking yourself that day, will you?
No, I'm taking a back seat on this occasion. I'm just going to be a participant.
Okay.
I'll do enough talking.
I just remind people, it's just a matter of RSVP, just to make sure that there's nobody going to be left out if they happen to turn up on the day.
Absolutely, yeah. It's handy for us to know, you know, yourself,
yeah.
Organising.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You need to know kind of numbers to cater for, you know. No, while I have you, can I talk about another exciting adventure in the newsletter is that one of our programmes that we broadcast in the last year or so, Aoife Ní Chéanna, broadcast a fabulous program called From Folklore from the Dance Floor. It was all about dance music through mm-hmm. the 70s and right up to the 80s. Aoife will be well known as a DJ across Dublin. And her series is now going to be broadcast nationwide on a number of community radio stations right around the country, from Galway to Clare Morris to over across West Dublin, over in Galway, those student station Wired FM. And all those stations have taken the program, and we're delighted for Aoife. And it's another example of community media sharing resources right across the country, and again Near FM is at the forefront of making sure that this kind of thing happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, both for invitations to the conference on the 9th of March up in Parnells, and also about the newsletter, people can look up near.ie and they get all the information they want.
Absolutely.
Okay, David, listen, talk to you again. You're on in the morning.
On in the morning, bright and early from 8, looking forward to playing a few old tunes. I might even spin a bit of LBGs myself.
Okay, well, listen, do me a favour. If you can think up a song called Paul and Paula.
Oh, hey, Paul and Paula.
Yeah,
oh,
I got a request for that today, and I haven't got it with me, and it's not on the computer, so you can play that in the morning.
I'll give it a spin in the morning, no problem.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Thanks, Noel. Talk
Thank
to you.
Bye. Bye.